BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello. Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I think you'll find it's quite a busy long one. Real or no real? And some early chat about Chris meeting a Hollywood A-list star, which happened yesterday. Then we play the whole thing and talk through it. When Chris met Robert Downey Jr. is happening on this podcast. And Will.i.am talking about The Voice and how his bum doesn't fit into his pants.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, this is Friday morning and it's our last day on the Radio 1 breakfast show. Nick Grimshaw is back on Monday. So, yesterday, the big interview happened. You all right, Chris?
I'm okay.
Are you sure now?
It's like, it's a new day, isn't it?
Are you relieved?
Yeah, because I was anxious beforehand.
No way,
and,
really?
And I did the same thing, did it, called you straight after.
Going, oh God, oh no.
It's
oh,
like the worst. Oh. I'm not good with roller coasters, but that's what it feels like.
You left the Radio 1 building yesterday looking white as a sheet.
Yeah.
Not, so nervous.
Not keen.
Not keen. So the interview happened. I told you it was going to be one of six actors from Hollywood. I liked it that on your Twitter yesterday, we're like, off to interview someone from Hollywood, but you spelled it
with one
L.
Yeah.
Which you were corrected on by a lot of our listeners.
I think it pretty much sums everything up.
So, the person that you interviewed in a hotel room in London yesterday was
Robert Downey Jr.
What a legend. Robert Downey Jr. off of Iron Man.
Three.
And how was he?
He was amazing.
Quite cool.
He's so cool.
He's Did he answer cool any questions?
He's really cool.
Yes, he is.
This is
Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
So, it happened yesterday in a hotel in London. Chris met another Hollywood star. Let us know if you're watching. Ian in Falkirk is watching for the first time on his phone this morning. And Michael in Brighton. And Harriet, who's going to watch it later on YouTube because she can't at the moment. She's very busy. So, after the show yesterday, you went to a posh hotel in London.
Potentially, it was the poshest place I've ever been. Like, I turned up. And it was the kind of place where, you know, they have those people in like hats and jackets and things like that to open your car door.
Old school, really kind of British.
There was some of the poshest people I've ever seen it, like when I walked in. Basically, I didn't feel right there. And I sort of walked in T-shirt and jeans. And even that, I felt really uncomfortable with,
you know?
You
don't tend to dress up, do you?
No. Which you sort of made me a bit paranoid about yesterday, actually. You sort of suggested that I wasn't quite dressed right for the occasion.
You're wearing that to the interview, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what it was like. So you didn't know until... When did you find out, finally, when it was going to be Robert Downey Jr.?
So I walked into this posh hotel and we got the lift up to the sort of first floor where all the interviews were happening. And there's like a big suite. In fact, actually, when I walked out the lift, the first thing that was massively scary was this lady stops me and goes, Chris... And I was like, yeah, you're right. And she sort of looks familiar.
Who is it?
And she was like, are you doing the interview here? And it was, weirdly, Susanna Reid.
Susanna Reid?
Susanna Reid.
Off of BBC Breakfast?
Off The Breakfast, yeah.
The Breakfast?
Off BBC Breakfast.
Do you like that she knew who you were?
It was incredible. I was sort of freaked out as it was already. I was like, I'm not sure I can deal with this right now. I sort of compute it later.
So what happens is everyone, like all the TV shows that are going to interview these people, it's a big press junket. So you'll have people there from like This Morning, from BBC Breakfast, probably from Daybreak, like all the kind of people that do showbiz news will be there.
Yeah.
And they all file into this one hotel room, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, exactly.
So when you're called through,
I was
Radio 1 is next.
I met all these like people from the film, like Disney, and they're really nice. And but you know, it's quite scary. They're quite like, it's all quite professional. And then I got called, and I hit my head off this lampshade just before I went in,
like properly hit it.
Like
as well.
Properly hit it. So then they said, right, Chris Stark, and I sort of walked forward. And sort of holding my head because that hurt quite a bit.
Have you got dry mouth just thinking about it?
Yeah, Ollie, can you hear it?
Yeah.
And I just, it's so, I can't, like, with the Mila Kunis thing, right? And I think, like, a lot of people, like, this was my second time of doing it. Mila Kunis was the first. And it's such an intimidating atmosphere walking into this room where there's lights and cameras and stuff like that. Basically, I shouldn't be there. That's honestly how I feel. I shouldn't be there. And I walk in, and then he's sitting there, and there's people sort of fussing around him, and then you've got to sort of ready yourself and
go
sit
in.
Down, and then you've somehow got to start this thing.
Okay, so should we hear when you started it?
Yeah.
Okay, so here is when, sorry, I have to take a deep breath of this. Here is when Chris met Robert Downey Jr. I've not seen this yet. You can now watch this on the Radio 1 website. It's happening right now. Here we go. So, starts off like this.
Robert Downey Jr., hello.
Hey.
You have to excuse my nerves. I've only ever done this once before.
You're doing great.
And, really?
Yeah, already.
Okay. But, yeah, last time I did it, I just got very nervous and
oh, God.
It's not right, is it?
And, yeah. You look white as a sheet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the most difficult thing is, I think, starting the conversation.
So nervous.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've said, he said you're doing great. He's put you at ease, kind of.
Mm.
Carry on.
I asked the lady I was interviewing out for a Nando's. It was all a bit of a shambles, but...
oh, polite.
Yeah.
Polite laugh.
But anyway, I saw Iron Man 3 and
yes.
Really enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
And I'm sure you get asked, like, a million times, but when you're in the suit, are you naked in the suit?
No! It's just happening again!
I don't know. It was... I wasn't that sort of prepped enough for it. And for some reason, I just seemed like the obvious question to ask.
The first question, were you naked in the suit in Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
Spin that back.
But when you're in the suit, are you naked in the suit?
Really depends. Depends on the temperature outdoors.
Yeah. I once did an audition to try and be Batman.
Yes.
They were doing like an arena tour, and I had to wear the outfit and go on the underground in the outfit. But I wasn't sure whether to go naked for that or not.
Well, it's really everyone for themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
In the Batman audition, I had to try doing an American accent, and it was appalling.
Let me hear it.
Hey,
all right, don't worry about it.
Actually, no, I don't want to hear it.
Mm.
Are you all right? I've got sweaty palms.
I've forgotten a lot of this. It's
okay. A bit of a blur.
Yeah.
There's no reason for anybody to be ashamed here today.
I heard your British accent with Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
And if I'm honest, I actually thought you were British until I saw Iron Man 3 and I did a bit.
By the way, so did I.
I'm not the most
basically saying I've seen none of your films.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise that you weren't British.
I thought he was, until I actually saw the film, I thought he was doing a fantastic American accent. Like putting it on. Do you know what I mean? I didn't actually realise he was American.
Okay. Shall we continue?
Continue. And
you have to put yourself in the mindset.
Because I was gonna ask you, how do you do such a good American accent? But I know this is really stupid, but
I couldn't be happier.
But
I couldn't be happier.
Mm.
How are you feeling that this is going at this point in the interview?
I don't know. It was an odd one, wasn't it? I wasn't too sure what to think. I was just sort of...
He looks like a weary teacher that's really fed up of his kids.
Well, he's probably had a long day. I mean, he does these things all day, doesn't he?
He's been there all day, hasn't he? Let's face it.
But, yeah. Like, with girls and stuff, has anyone ever turned you down? Because it must be amazing being you.
You know what? You'd think it should be very amazing being me. I'm the type of guy who likes to be in a committed relationship, so I've totally blown the opportunities
yeah.
I would have.
I just think if you were out with me and my mates,
I'd be a magnet.
Well, you'd help us.
We'd be rolling in it.
It's true.
I think you can see kind of...
He's kind of warming to you now. A little bit.
Yeah. As a group, you would make us instantly better because as part of our group, there'd be
Iron Man in our group, and it would just be and Tony Stark, and it would just be you know, the ultimate sort of lad as part of a.
I'd like to help. You missed me by about 20 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You should have caught me between marriages.
Which is quite a cool thing to say.
Yeah. 20 years ago, he would have been Kavos, Malia.
Yeah.
If you, it's really.
Yeah, I had some fun then for a minute.
It's like if we were on holiday, we always get shirts made.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you do this with your mates on like stag do's or anything like that.
When do you think the last time Robert Downey Jr. went to a stag do?
I didn't know. This is the problem. I didn't know really that much.
Really?
To say. I could only talk to him about
your stuff.
Yeah.
Your thing. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
So they'll go out with like shirts when we go to Kavos or Zante or Malia or places like that. And they'll get their nicknames on the back.
Yeah.
A bit like Chango the Beast or Cantona or Dougsie or the Convict or people like that.
Oh, love it.
And I just always like the idea that maybe if you went out with your group of mates, you'd have Iron Man on the back.
Oh, no. He looks completely bewildered by this.
I think he's in a different world, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, that just says it all, doesn't it?
Or would you have another nickname? Or
maybe, what was it that that Mycroft calls Shirley? Oh, Shirley.
That Shirley?
Yeah, Shirley.
Why is that?
Because that's what Mycroft calls Sherlock in Sherlock 2.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But it's not very... It doesn't strike
that
me
that might be for a different sort of trip.
Yeah, right. Because it doesn't seem like a name that fits your character.
Surely.
It's like Robert Downey Jr., you know? And
you're
like
right.
Legend.
I don't know why I have three names. I didn't used to have so many.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was very confused at that point because I expected him to come back with a nickname which was, you know, something really cool.
No, he wants Shirley on his shirt.
I was sort of panicking. He said Shirley. It took me a second to realise and I was like... Shirley?
Yeah, that was in one of my other films that you haven't seen.
Yeah, I know. Should have known that.
Okay, some people are crying. Some people are cringing. Some people have to switch off and we'll be back soon.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, I told Chris earlier in the week that he would be doing another Hollywood A-list interview after the Mila Kunis one. And I sent him to see three films. In one of those films would be the star he was going to meet. The interview happened yesterday. Mm. The six people were Gwyneth Paltrow, Bradley Cooper, Tom Cruise, Eva Mendes, Ryan Gosling and RDJ, Robert Downey Jr. And it was Iron Man himself, Robert Downey Jr. So far on the interview, we have learnt that he would have gone on a Chris Ladd's holiday to Kavos 20 years ago.
Right.
And that you and your mates, because of him, would have been rolling in it. His nickname on the back of his shirt would have been Shirley. Not what I was expecting at all. And sometimes he is naked in the Iron Man outfit, depending on the weather. He found out quite a lot.
Yeah.
I feel that he's warming to you a bit. At the beginning, very frosty. So, back to the RDJ interview. What did you ask him next?
Do you like coming to the UK?
Oh, the old panic, do you like coming to the UK question?
Exactly, yeah.
Break glass for emergency question.
You've got to remember, I only knew it was like one of six beforehand. So, I kind of had in my head, if in doubt...
Do you like coming to the UK?
Yeah.
Do you like coming to the UK?
I love it here. I feel like an honorary Brit, and I'm here with the missus, and we got our baby running around. They went to see the changing of the guard, and we spent a lot of time here. I have good friends here.
Yeah.
I think it's incredibly civilized.
It's weird, because I think I wanted to talk to him about lots of laddie things, and he was quite keen to talk about the family.
The wife, the changing of the guard.
Yeah.
Like you said, you should have got him 20 years ago. Much more on your level.
Do you like, what is it? Is that it particularly that you like? You like doing the tourist thing when you're here? Or?
I don't know that I've even done all that much. I think there's just, look, back in the 80s when you were four, I used to work here and do stuff, and it was a little bit different. It seemed just kind of dreary, and maybe the food wasn't all that great yet. And now it's kind of like this big hub of you know, planet Earth.
Right, so the UK was rubbish in the 80s, but quite good now.
Yeah.
Something else we've learned?
And there's just so much incredible and exciting stuff going on here.
When you come to the UK, do you, like, I assume, because even being in this room right now, it's probably the poshest place I've actually ever been.
Yes.
And this hotel itself is incredible. Do you, like, when you come to the UK and you do these kind of things with Iron Man and other films, do you always have to eat in nice restaurants? Is it always, or do you ever get the chance to just go do like
a little
like pizza challenge or buffet? Or
Have you just asked him if he's ever done the Pizza Hut challenge?
Yeah, or like a full-on Chinese buffet.
Let's go back to that.
I knew what I was trying to say. What I was trying to say is, do you always have to? Because it seems like a bit of a chore.
What, eating in posh places
all the time? Because it's just even that hotel and that. Not relaxing.
Take your while to get the question out there, but we got there eventually.
Nice restaurants. Is it always, or do you ever get the chance to just go do like
a little
Pizza Hut challenge or yeah, buffet or something?
Well, I mean, you know,
my mate at Chango, he once did. We do this challenge every now and then with me and my mates, where we kind of go and you eat as much as you physically. He did 25 slices, and just like I would have thought, a man like you could.
Yeah.
Would be the only person that could compete with that.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you think of me in this light.
That I can eat that much pizza.
Yeah.
Is it gluten-free pizza?
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was a curveball.
You don't even know what that is.
I didn't know how to answer that.
Is that what you eat?
Well, I would prefer it, yes.
I'm sure they would be able to do that.
Right. But there's nothing more posh than going down to Guy Ritchie's country estate and doing a bit of shooting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where you've noticed that, I'm sure it's the world over, but the dumbest birds in the world. They literally want to be killed while you're driving down the road. I'm not saying the birds are British. I'm just saying that those particular birds are not very smart.
I've never done shooting.
By the way, I've only done it a few times, but it's the thing to do.
Yeah. Only with Guy Ritchie or...
I don't want to say only with him. He might have been busy doing something else, but you know, it was on his... property.
That's incredible. So you went from boshing an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet to being on Guy Ritchie's estate.
Yeah.
In the space of 30 seconds there.
Yeah.
I'm just quite in awe of,
no,
awe
I,
of
I
you.
No, I think
you're
calmed
a big
down a
hero
bit.
Of mine.
I really appreciate that, man.
And and I really appreciate you talking to me. Sorry, just to finish.
Are you being wrapped up at this point?
At this point, I must point out, there's a lady to the side of Robert Downey Jr. making massive circles with her hand.
Yeah. Time to go.
I think time had finished.
Yes.
And she was like, right, now you're...
Get out.
Now you're done.
Yeah. It's and time to go.
The circles were getting bigger and she was getting closer.
And more angry.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, you can definitely tell because you look off camera if you're watching this on the website and it's the kind of thing of like, right, I've got to get off now. This is going to be my last question if I make it to that.
I appreciate you talking to me. Sorry.
Get out!
Finish. When I interviewed Mila Kunis before,
yes,
and I kicked myself that I didn't have... she asked if I had a Watford shirt to give her because my football team's Watford Football Club.
Okay.
And weirdly, like, we share the same last name. So I just was wondering
if you'd... Are you kidding me?
That's not his actual name.
No, I know, but you know what I mean by that. Tony Stark.
Do you think
Chris Stark?
Right, but that's not his name.
No, obviously, but...
Okay, just checking.
He was there with Iron Man 3, wasn't he?
Yes, but that's not... Okay.
Yeah, if you take this on behalf of like me and my football club and...
By the way...
If you ever want to come to a Watford game, you're more than welcome.
And assigning me the number one means the world to me.
You're number one lad, aren't you?
Thanks, dude.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Please don't forget me if my luck changes.
I won't.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Dude, where's Watford?
Dude, where's Watford?
Yeah.
What does he mean if my luck changes?
I don't know. What a
weird thing to say at the end of the interview.
I still don't know what that means.
Excruciating.
Yeah.
But well done.
Thank you.
Seriously, well done.
I think we found out some stuff about him.
Listeners, he had a bang on the head just before the interview, if that makes you feel any better.
Well, I didn't know who it was before either. I mean, it's hopefully we learned something about him.
I definitely did.
To be honest, it is a blur, the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, well done. That was when Chris met Robert Downey Jr.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Will.i.am.
Good morning, what's up?
How are you?
Chilling.
You're looking immaculately groomed, as always.
Oh, thanks.
Talk me through your outfit today,
roll
please.
Roll out of bed and hopped in this little ensemble.
Mm. What are you wearing today? Describe if you're not. You can watch this on the website, by the way. You can see where I am right now. But if you're not watching, maybe you're in the car. Talk us through it, Will.
So I have this cool little jacket that has the lapels like engraved into the leather, which is pretty
cool. A cream jacket.
Yeah, it's cream.
With a smart black shirt.
Smart black shirt.
And a grey bow tie.
A grey porcelain bow tie.
Oh,
and
it is as well.
A bowler hat. And some silver...
A porcelain bow tie.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah, with some John Lennon silver spectacles.
And a bowler hat.
Grey skinny zippered bottoms that are made by Unconditional.
The thing is, at least you wouldn't get noticed by the paparazzi wearing that.
You said what?
It's like this time of the morning, we just roll out of bed, don't we?
Like, yeah, it's like, look at us. Look at us. It puts us to shame.
Mm.
Will, welcome to the show. You've lost some weight as well.
Been eating right.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you been to the gym?
No, see, with this new, like, instead of calling it a diet, because diets come and go, I like to claim it as a lifestyle, because then it disciplines me to continue it. Because yeah. Nice. Diets, you stop. So what I did was...
What's in your fridge right now? What's happening?
Just fruits and salads and soups and stay away from rice and breads and sugars. And if you eat, like, the right ensemble of fruits, you don't really crave, like, Snickers and stuff.
Right.
And as soon as, if you back off of, like, sugars and snacks for, like, 2 weeks, there's no craving. Really? So really, you crave the stuff that you're addicted to, really. So this now I'm brilliant. Addicted to salads and fruits and soups. Like, I can't wait to get a miso soup right now.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's something different for you?
For the past, like, a year now.
This is going to be in all the magazines tomorrow. Will I Am's diet secrets.
No, lifestyle secrets.
Lifestyle secrets.
No more diets.
So talk me through your morning so far.
Because diets die.
Yeah. You put the bowler hat on, you came to see us. What's the first thing you did when you woke up? Is there a bank of computer screens? I'm imagining it goes like, bloop, good morning, Will. How are you today? You are in London. The temperature is 10 degrees. Now it's time to wake up. And then there's a thing that kind of, a computer that color coordinates your outfit for the day. That's like just in my head, Will.
Mm. Oh, you think I travel with like a fantastic wardrobe robot stylist?
Yes.
I know. But that would be dope to make. Imagine that. It would be crazy.
Like in Clueless, that film where they just choose the outfits. Like bloop, bloop. That doesn't happen. So there's a big chance that power could be number one this weekend.
Dude, that would be dope. Like if it does, what?
Mm-hmm.
That would be freaking crazy.
Your track with Justin Bieber, it's really close between you and Rudimental, Waiting All Night. Have you heard that song?
No.
We should play it in a minute.
Yeah, bust it.
Shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can see what you're up against.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of weird. That's a weird situation.
It is, isn't it?
Are you sure you want to be in the middle of this?
I think I'd like Will to hear it, and I know that he's fine with that. Let's put it in, and we'll play it in a minute. Okay, cool. And I see on your Twitter from you tweeted last night that the video is out tonight.
To freaking night.
Okay.
Like, this is probably, in my, from my point of view, the best video I've ever been a part of.
Why?
Just the creative on it and, you know, what it took to make this video. Like, I don't like choreography. For me. I like it when other people do it.
Right.
I just don't like to have to practice all the time.
Right.
So... Black Eyed Peas, we started just doing improv, going to a spot, making mistakes, learning from the mistakes, and turning mistakes into songs. So that's been my lifestyle. And then I don't want to do the same thing on this record. So I was like, let me just try this choreography stuff. So Fatima, this wonderful choreographer from Japan who works with this group called World Order, like just amazing, like freaking movements.
Yeah.
It's not dance. It's like synchronized movements.
Right.
So... I disciplined myself and got down, and it's just, the outcome is just cinematic. I have a great director, Ben Moore, who does a lot of my Black Eyed Peas videos, and we have crazy sound effects and great, like, cinematography. It's like next levelness. Sorry about that. I'm excited.
So he really is. So is it you and Bieber doing the choreography together?
So the way it came about, yes and no.
Okay.
I know that's a trick answer. To a simple question, but yes,
I wouldn't expect anything other. what was it like working with him? Because obviously, you and him together—no offense—but it's two people with quite short attention spans.
My attention span is not short, dude. Did you see what happened about the elephant? Freaking
But he will be the first to admit that he doesn't concentrate that much.
No, he's. You know, like when you're excited about life and music and just whatever, you know, the only thing I say I think we have attention for is making music in the studio, you know, and I would admit that I have ADD, which is cool because ADD is great if you know how to use it, because if you have ADD, things add up. ADD, get it? What? I know it's corny. That was bad. Sorry about that. It's early. Come on. Hit me at 4 o'clock. I got a whole bunch of them.
Him and B, the video must have taken days to make.
And imagine
I'm just going to go off and do this now. Hang on a sec. Back in 4 hours.
Actually, it was easy, though.
Was it?
Yeah, because it was my birthday, March 15th. And then on March 16th, I flew to Barcelona to shoot Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Then had a fly on March the 17th to LA to do choreography.
Right.
Then on March the 19th, I had a fly to Japan to shoot the video. Then on March the freaking 26th, I had to fly back to America to edit the video. And we edited. And where are we at? What day is it today?
It's the
April 19th.
Yeah.
We've just been editing. And here we are, getting ready to release
it. Sounds busy, but I'm not going to lie. I want that life.
Yeah, a little bit. I want the air miles.
Yo, I got like, yo, when it comes to air miles, I'm like a billionaire.
Yes.
Imagine you could buy a house with air miles. Like, yo, I want that mansion right there.
You really could.
You could?
Or a lot of wine.
You can.
That's what you'd spend on.
You could buy a house with air miles? I'd be freaking amazing.
Can you imagine? But if you could, you've got enough. Definitely.
Yo, imagine going shopping. Like, how would you like to pay for the cushion Louis Vuittons? Air miles, baby.
I've been flying a lot. Check me out.
My trip to Fiji. I was going to pay for this meal here.
Can you hear that little? You said you were expecting a text this morning. Have you got? Have you got it? Have you got a text?
I got it on silent.
All right.
It's just about the video.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Not from Bieber.
No.
No, Ben Moore.
Ben Moore. It'll be Ben Moore. Obviously, the album is happening as well. We can talk about that. It kept kind of leaking, didn't it? And you didn't want to put anything out there that already leaked.
No, not at all. Especially if the leaks were unfinished songs.
Yes.
You know,
that must be so annoying when that happens.
No, it's like, imagine like, all right, I don't know what it feels like to get into a wedding gown, right? But imagine you were getting married, right? And your wife-to-be was getting dressed.
Right.
And you ain't even went to the honeymoon yet. To get, busy.
Mm-hmm.
So she's getting dressed, and you ain't even seen your wife's wedding gown. And then some little person puts a camera in the place where she's getting dressed and got all her dirty bits on the internet before you even got to get busy. That's what it's like. It's like,
same.
Dang, man, you didn't even give me a chance, to see my wife in a wedding gown and take the wedding gown off. I already seen it on the internet. So as I'm getting married, I get a tweet. And there's my naked wife on the phone next to the priest. That's what it's kind of like when it's on.
What's going on?
That's a great analogy.
Yeah. It's kind of random.
It's early. So when you've got a new track or new tracks, are you paranoid about that? Do you sleep with the USB stick or whatever you put them on? Do you not let them out of your sight?
I take my bag with all my music everywhere I go. Not just music, today's music, but even music that I made when I was 13, I have my demo tape, my 13-year-old.
Always with you?
Yeah. I mean, it's my life.
Have you ever lost it?
Really? You're going to go there? Yeah, I lost it, but I found it.
Oh, how did you do that? Was it that thing where you have to ring the taxi and go, hi, it's Will I Am here. I've just been in your cab, and you might want to give that back to me.
No, it's like one time somebody stole my stuff, right? And they broke into my car and stole my backpack. And in my backpack was my iPad.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, these mugs took my stuff. Oh, they're idiots.
Got it.
Because my iPad's in there. And I remember 2 days ago, I put my iPad on Find My iPad. So not only did I find my iPad, I sent the police to the coordinates.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to turn up.
No, I was there.
Hiya.
I was there like, you, technology.
Thank God you switched on to Find My iPad.
Yeah, dude, like, what? What you gonna say, Neil?
Okay, we're gonna play Will I Am and Justin Bieber. Hashtag that power on BBC Radio
Actually,
1.
No. Hashtag is silent.
I know, but it just says it on the thing. But that power by Will I Am and Justin Bieber. No hashtag. The hashtag is silent.
Yeah, have you seen Django? Do you know how to spell your name? Yeah, D-J-A-N-G-O. The D is silent. Yeah, I know that.
Same.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that hashtag silent thing in there so I could get my acting skills up so I could get a movie.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, on your album, you've got Justin Bieber, you've got Miley Cyrus.
Boom.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Boom.
Chris Brown.
Boom, boom.
And you've got a Korean girl group on there as well.
21. Boom.
I am absolutely obsessed with Korean pop right now.
Yo,
not K-pop. Just because of Psy, but like... I love the girl groups that have about 23 members in them. Is this one of them?
No, they...
Do you know what I mean? There's just too many people in it.
No, no, this is... there's 21 doesn't have 21 people. It's like four of them.
Okay. Are they as big as Psy in Korea?
Yeah, they're the ones who got me like super duper amped on K-pop in 2006.
Oh, wow.
I've been, big on K-pop. And there's this guy by the name of Teddy who's this dope producer from South Korea in Seoul. And he works with YG. And then JYP is dope too. So, you know, they got a cool little thing going on. And the fashion out there is like next level madness.
I bet you love that.
Yo, Korea's fresh. You know what I'm saying? Like, Japan fashion is cool, but I can't really wear Japanese pants because, you know what I mean? Like, the booty area is not really for, like, my type of pants. You know what I'm saying? Like,
is it different?
What?
Well, like, their pants.
I mean, it's different for, like, you know, person with African descent such as myself that's packing a lot of stuff in the back. So whether, you know, they would have to like, it would have to be like Japanese pants that had like extra pocket room. But they don't really do that because they got like digital wallets. So I can't even find them pants. But Korea is like the Black Asia, you know what I'm saying, Korean. Yeah. So, you know, that's why they named the main city, Seoul, right? Because they got a whole bunch of Seoul
that's
down
right.
in Korea. Boom. I'm just saying that's what it is. And it's the reason why Koreans own all the liquor stores in the ghetto in L.A. Like, it's like...
In Koreatown.
But even in Compton, Watts, East L.A., all the liquor stores are Korean stores. So, Koreans...
So, like, do the math.
Imagine if Will.i.am was your teacher.
I know.
It would be
brilliant.
Epic, wouldn't it?
It would be epic. The lessons would go on for ages, but they'd be brilliant lessons.
Are you saying I have long answers?
No. What are you saying about Psy? You must have known about it before it all blew up if you were into K-pop.
Yeah, I knew about Psy. Psy's fresh. I mean, he's funny. He loves music. He loves, you know, I'm so like, I appreciate the success. Because if it was like, imagine the video wasn't there. And Psy's like, yo, check us out. I got this song. You know what I'm saying? Check us out. I want to make it work. I think it's going to be big in London. Imagine you, the record company, you went to the record company in London, Polydor, or wherever. The video was so infectious that it just forced its way onto radio.
Yeah.
And that in 2000 and right now and 2000 and forever is going to be the, you know, that's what's going to make and break an artist is how creative their videos are.
Yeah.
Segwaying back into the video that me and Justin Bieber are going to have right now. See that segue? Dean came in, lean forward.
Really nice. Real nice. On The Voice, you always give us a lot of stories about things that you've done and people you work with, because you've had an incredible career, an incredible life. Huge names, great stories. The Michael Jackson one was one of my favourites. Can we have one now that maybe you haven't done before? I want it to be true, but this is your chance to get like the biggest name ever in. Like, maybe, for example, I was once in Buckingham Palace with the Queen and she was playing the tuba on my new song. But it has to have actually happened.
All right,
one that you've maybe not been able to get away on The Voice yet.
Okay, one time I was, we went to...
Has to be real, Will.
This is real.
Okay.
We went to, I forgot what magazine it was. They were having a party. But anyways, the most important thing is James Brown was sitting across. So I'm like, oh, wow, it's James Brown. So let me go up to James Brown, let him know how much I feel about, you know, his contribution to music. I'm like, James Brown... I love your music, everything you've done, how you've, you know, people have sampled you. And by sampling you, hip-hop would start, is you changed hip-hop forever. He was like, thanks a lot. You know, thank you so much, you know what I mean? So I'm like, Mr. Brown, no, James Brown, listen, what you want to be called? Mr. Will, Mr. I Am, you call me Mr. Brown. So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Brown. I just want to know if we, you know, collaborate together. So he's like, sure, tell my manager. So I talked to his manager. And then next thing you know, James Brown, Mr. Brown, comes to Metropolis Studio 2 days later in London. This is 2004, mind you.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, shucks, Mr. Brown's coming to the studio. What am I going to record?
Yeah.
I didn't even wrote the song yet.
Oh.
So.
It's quite quick, isn't it? 2 days after. You don't expect that from James Brown.
2 days after. So now I had to write a song on the spot because Mr. Brown's coming. So I wrote that song. So I did an impersonation of Mr. Brown. They didn't want music. They didn't want music. They just want boom, 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 boom. They didn't want music. They didn't want music. Right. So then he hears it and he's like, I like that. How you want to do it? You want to do it the way you do it? You want to do it how I want to do it? Because we can do it how you want to do it. We can do it. Yeah, we can do old school, new school. So I'm like, let's do it old school. All right. So he goes in the studio and conducts the band to redo the beat I made. Mm. And our saxophonist comes in wailing on the sax. Right? So Mr. Brown says, cancel it. Cancel it. Stop it. Stop this session. Listen. You come in playing Mary Had a Little Lamb. And then from Mary Had a Little Lamb, I want you to go play Mary Had a Little Lamb. And then from Mary Had a Little Lamb, then you start doing improv. So the saxophone's like, Mary Had a Little Lamb? What? You want to play Mary Had a Little Lamb? It's for the kids. So the kids want to hear Mary Had a Little Lamb. Right? So I'm like, what? Whatever you want to do, Mr.
Okay,
Brown.
Then.
If this is your method, I'm cool. Right? So I'm like, he was like, you know, so comes in. They don't want music. Band's playing, pop, pop, pop. Saxophone is, bam, 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 cancel it, cancel it, cancel it. I told you to play, Mary Had a Little Lamb. Bam, jump on top. One, two, three, four. They don't want music. They don't want music. Give me some horns. Give me some horns. Give me some more horns. Feeling kind of hung. Ow! Hit me! Right? So then the saxophone player goes, bam, 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 bam. Right? So then we go back in the studio. He was like, I was like, Mr. Brown, do you really want me to use Mary Had a Little Lamb? He was like, no, no, no. That was just to get the guy on the horn to understand the fundamentals. And then, if he comes in wailing from the top, he got it. He's on the wrong groove. You got to get it, you know, doing it. So you start with Mary Had a Little Lamb and put you in a different set of mind. So use everything after Mary Had a Little Lamb. So I'm like, wow.
That's advice.
That's amazing. Okay, great.
And since then, he's always used Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Do you do that all the time now with whoever you're working with? What? Use Mary Had a Little Lamb?
No, I don't do that. But I was in a studio.
That's pretty cool.
With Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake, yeah.
A long time ago. Yeah. And I just learned some from Mr. Brown. So we were doing a song called Pose, which is on the internet. And Justin Timberlake goes in there, you know, has his suit and tie and all that stuff. So he comes in singing real nice. I'm like, cancel it. Listen, come in singing. Mary Had a Little Lamb. <I'm joking. laughs> Just kidding. That
like,
didn't happen.
What?
The second part didn't happen. But no. The James Brown thing did happen.
That's awesome.
Just like that. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
What a story. Hey, listen, the voice is back on. I know it got a lot of stick towards the end of last year, but you were really keen to come back. You kind of cleared your diary so you could do it this year.
Not only that, I cleared my diary so I could do it this year.
Really?
Did you just say that?
Yeah, I just said that.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Did they? Is it true they kept telling you off for standing on the chairs? Well, Danny puts his feet on them. That's worse.
No, they just were. They were like, you know, we don't have the insurance just in case you fall. So I understand that because they care, you know.
Health
they
and safety.
They care about me hurting myself.
But what are those chairs like? Because they look quite sturdy, but are they actually quite flimsy and fragile?
No, they're pretty sturdy, you know.
But are they stuck there? Are they like rooted to the floor? Or could you easily just turn one over?
No, they're bolted to the cement, the concrete.
Sure.
They're pretty fantastically designed. But they curve in. So if it looks like we have bad postures and standing all hunchback, it's because there's a curvature in the chair. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine, I would hate to be like a big busted girl on The Voice, because then.
Heaven forbid,
you know. It's cool. No, actually, it'd be great for a big busted girl because she gets to hide them. which is cool. I don't know. It's just a little random.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep going.
Okay, I'll keep going. Because you spend so much time with the other guys, have you noticed any weird habits about the other coaches?
Apart from habits?
Well, you know, like Tom sometimes goes into screensaver mode where you don't quite know if he's sleeping with his eyes open. That happens sometimes. Jesse J, Danny, anything you can tell me?
Tom Jones really does goes into...
Well, we've said this before. Sometimes you think that, is he... There's just the same expression for a long time.
Sometimes you're not quite sure if he's, like, daydreaming.
something. It's like it's a little bit screensaver mode.
Screensaver mode.
Yeah. That's a bit like when the computer goes to.
You really have to know computers to under. I, being a tech geek and all, I understand screensaver mode. But I don't think Tom Jones is screensaver moding. I think he's just in that, like,
in the zone.
That Yoda. He's like Yoda.
Yeah.
Like, you would think Yoda, like Star Trek. I mean, Star Wars. I mean, I'm a big Star Wars fan. I'm a geek. So if you saw Yoda compared to Luke Skywalker, you'd be like, that little green dude, he's in screensaver mode. I don't really get it. I don't, he can't even fight. But then you find out that little Yoda be jumping off the walls and hitting you with crazy swords and stuff. Sorry, pause. I caught myself. But anyways, I think that's Tom Jones. Tom Jones is like Yoda. He would whoop that butt in a fight.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You would think like, oh, man, what Tom Jones going to do? You know what I'm saying? He look all like Silver Barry. He ain't going to really get down on the fist fight. But then Tom Jones come with some like a can of whoop whoop. And just like, boom, paralyze you with just one Tom Jones Silver Bear punch in the chest. He's somebody that you can't, you know what I mean? You can't underestimate the knowledge and the wisdom within the Jonesness.
Mm. Word.
Well, a little random.
Yeah. Okay. One more thing. If I give you a list of people here, you don't have to say yes or no. But if it's a no, just remain silent. But a list of people that you could collaborate with in the future. Tom Jones.
Boom. That means yes.
You would? Yeah. Kim Kardashian. Okay.
If it's cool with Kanye.
Oh, yeah, there's that, isn't there?
I respect people I want to respect people that inspire me. So Kanye's like a dope producer.
Totally forgot
artist.
About that. I'm so sorry.
For me
sorry.
To be like, yo, I want to work with your girl. It's like, you got to.
Awkward.
You know.
Yeah. Chalisa.
Yeah, I would like it. I think she's fresh.
Gary Barlow. Okay. And hello? No, I didn't hear anything. And
Do you know who Gary Barlow is?
Yes, of course he knows who he is. Just it's awkward, isn't it? And James Arthur.
Nothing. Sometimes I with names.
Didn't nothing come into you there, yeah, James? Yeah, no, nothing.
Cool. I don't mean no disrespect.
No. That's cool.
X Factor.
That's it.
Is that the guy?
He won it.
Yeah. That'd be dope.
Cool. Okay, good. Well, thank you very much, Will.i.am. Listen, thank you so much for coming in today. The Voice is on BBC One tomorrow night at 8:20. The video's out tonight for That Power. Remember, there's no hashtag, it's silent. And the album is?
Will Power, Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm really excited. Monday, April 22nd here in London.
That's right.
Because it's going to be... You know, yeah. So you guys are the future. Time starts here.
We're in the future.
Big Ben.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about Will Power. Really excited about That Power. And
all the powers you're excited about.
Yeah. Austin Powers is old school, but
yeah.
I was excited when it came out.
Yeah. Back in the day, you would have been.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much, Will.i.am. It's a pleasure as always.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Showbiz, what is occurring?
What's occurring is Gerard Butler keeps ice cubes in his pants.
No, he does not.
Apparently he does. He says it's a trick he uses to keep cool in hot places. And he also says it focuses the mind.
I'm going to try that because I get really hot all the time. I'm like a human radiator.
Right.
So I'm thinking...
It seems an odd thing to do to me.
In a bag or just loose?
I don't know. He didn't go into specifics.
I'm saying in a bag because loose could cause all sorts of problems. Did he have them in when he came in?
The ice cube, you never know.
You'd look like you'd just been on Innuendo Bingo the whole time.
But this is it. I mean, you'd think they'd just melt.
They would melt. It's hot down there.
But he's a famous star, isn't he? Maybe he's got people to, I don't know, constantly...
Change the cubes.
Or he's got boxes, which, like fridge. Like it's like a...
Maybe his box is like one of those cool boxes.
Cool boxes. That's a business cool. idea.
Whoa, yeah. Get that onto Meaden.
Gwyneth Paltrow has apparently started a feud with Madonna in an interview by saying she's got better abs.
Oh, God, who cares?
And apparently there was something a while back where it all kicked off over her and Madonna's ad, but apparently it's on again.
Nothing to do.
Sad day. There are officially no single Saturdays now. This rare occasion happens once every 5 years or so, but they're now completely taken.
Right.
So Frankie...
Off the market, mate. Yeah, lads.
Frankie's with Wainbridge.
Yeah.
Rochelle is with Marvin. Una with Ben Foden. Vanessa with Gary Salter. And that left Molly, but now she's dating. So they're all gone.
Not all of them are gone, though.
Well, that is.
No,
that's all.
It's not. Sean Paul.
Oh, Sean Paul. Still single, is he?
Now in the Saturdays, let's not forget that.
I'm sorry. And Mylene Class has revealed that Hearsay have no chance of reuniting.
Oh, shame.
Kim, Danny, Suzanne and Noel.
Is that their names?
That's their names. Have all apparently...
Who's Suzanne?
Suzanne Shaw. Do you remember her?
No. Okay, run that through them again. Noel.
They don't want to do the reuniting show. So Noel, Danny, Mylene, Kim, who's now in Coronation Street.
Yeah.
And Suzanne.
No, I'm sorry. There wasn't a Suzanne.
There was a Suzanne.
No, she's an imposter.
Was it a Susanna? No, I'm sure it's a Suzanne.
No.
Hang on, yeah, look, we've got a picture here. Suzanne.
Oh, yes. Okay, I've got it now. Remember? There's always one in a band that I can't really remember that they were in it. And that's
yeah.
Her.
And my final story, which is perhaps my favourite story of the week. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis plan Norfolk Broads boating holiday.
It's nice, Norfolk Broads.
Lovely.
You should get like a decoy boat. And like row against them, like alongside them.
Yeah.
I'd love... Oi, Mila!
Mila, remember me?
Just ruin their romantic break entirely.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
It's just a
when
nice...
When is it, please?
When's the holiday?
Yeah. We could plan something for this.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the last reel or no reel at this time of day. It'll be back on in the afternoon next week. 3:40 every afternoon. But let's do Friday's selection of facts... with Katie off of Pembrokeshire. Morning, Katie.
Morning.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good. So you're 19, you're from Pembrokeshire, and it's your uni holidays for Easter.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
How long does Easter go on for if you're a student?
It's been about 3 weeks, I think.
Brilliant.
I love that. So you know all about real or no real?
Yeah, listen to it all the time.
What are you doing apart from just having a break this Easter, not Easter?
I've been working a lot.
Have you? What have you been doing?
I clean hotel rooms.
Oh, I bet you know
you
some
must
stories.
Find some great stuff.
Oof.
Oh, well. You can imagine the things I find.
How long have you been doing that for?
About 5 years.
Oh, so you really know some stories.
Yeah.
Obviously, it would be very unprofessional to tell them on air.
I think so. Yeah. I think they'd be listening.
Yeah. Okay, let's just play the game then. So, a selection of facts, some real, some totally made up by us. Ready?
Ready.
Ready, let's do this.
Madagascan koala bears and silverback gorillas are the only animals that can learn to drive.
What kind of experiments go on to... I mean, are we seriously saying that animals are taking tests or having driving lessons to try?
Didn't the dog learn to drive?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
I'm sure I've seen that, yeah. What,
wasn't there like a dog driving school in New Zealand or something? Can we look that up?
Yeah, but I think when they say a dog can drive a car, what is it one of those situations, like when they say dogs can play guitars, that they're not playing anything good? They're forced to strum a guitar. Like a dog driving a car. What I'm talking about here is changing gear.
They always have automatic
key and ignition. I suppose, I can't remember what the animals were, but I think there was a gorilla. I suppose they are the ones that can hold the steering wheel.
Yeah, because they've got man hands.
Yeah. I'm just watching a video right now of a dog learning to drive a car.
There we are, that happened. Was it in New Zealand? Was I right? Yes!
This is actually the coolest thing I've ever seen.
But it's probably a bit like Ashley and Pudsey on Britain's Got Talent, where it's just a man in a dog suit.
A man in a suit, yeah.
Which is your theory about Pudsey.
I take back what I was saying, though. The video I'm watching here is a dog driving a car, pedals and all.
Quite well?
Better than my sister.
Are we allowed to link to that on the Twitter? Let's put it on the BBC Radio 1 Twitter now. And
I should probably say my sister's a really good driver.
Casey, what are you saying? Driving koalas and gorillas.
No real.
No real?
Yeah, no real.
After what I've seen with this dog, I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Yes.
But dogs can. I've seen pandas do it online as well. I'm sure I have. Next.
Last week, Duncan Bannatyne caused a stir on the set of Dragon's Den when it was discovered he'd poked Deborah Meaden on Facebook.
I don't know if poking is really on anymore. Like, I don't think people poke generally, do they?
I think it is on.
Do you know anyone that still pokes?
I had one recently.
Did you? Who was that? I bet it was someone's mum.
No.
Was it not?
I think it's still on.
Is it?
I never check my pokes.
Is Farmville still on?
Probably. Or are you the mayor of
God.
Like, do you know, the story you should tell here is your friend Unlucky Gary, or should we keep him anonymous?
Well, we've just said it.
Well, there you go.
When he checks in.
When he checks in at certain bars.
Unlucky Gary, is it? G-A-Y. always there.
And is rewarded with certain badges.
And what we do is we have a game now where me and Chris guess what time he's going to check into that bar. Yeah. It's like, I'm saying 4:15. I'm saying 4:37.
He always feels the need to check in.
Yeah, always. So, Duncan Ballantyne poked Meaden on Facebook. Real or no real? Katie?
Real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Aww.
I read this thing the other day that, like, they're saying that Facebook's getting less cool now because it's just teachers and mums going on it.
I can believe that, though.
Yeah.
Because they're just catching up.
Oh, I'll go on the book face. And next...
A camel given to the French President François Hollande as an official gift from the people of Mali has accidentally been eaten in a stew after an administrative blunder while it was being transported to a French zoo.
Oh, hate it when that happens.
That sounds like a scandal.
So the camel, which was a gift, ended up in a stew after some administrative error.
That's one error on a number of different levels.
That's like saying I accidentally eaten your pet.
It is, of the King of Mali.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
No, it's
not. How do you break that to them?
A camel given to the French president, François Hollande, to thank him for liberating Mali has been eaten. I'm just looking at the article here.
That's
unbelievable.
Awful. Yeah, sorry, I just fancied a stew and it was just there. So.
I'm really sorry, I just accidentally ate your camel.
I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall during that conversation where they had to explain it away. Yeah, but it's in that pot. Next!
A recent survey has revealed that 78% of all DVD copies of US crime drama The Wire have never actually been watched.
It is one of those that goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
Have you seen it?
No, and I keep meaning to.
Everyone goes on about The Wire, but I can also imagine...
I haven't seen it.
No, a lot of DVDs do not get watched. For instance, the other night, my flatmate, ex-flatmate...
She's taken him.
He was like, oh, I have this box set of Mad Men. And I was like, yeah, cool. Am I going to watch it? No.
This is the problem. Whenever I borrow a DVD off a mate, so like Entourage, I watched a series of that, but then it's just like a taster, because then you want to watch loads more, and then you've got to go out and buy... You know, and it's not cheap.
I think I've got 3 series of Entourage all in my house, not watched.
Yeah.
So I can go along. I would, if I was playing this game, I'd say it was real.
But you haven't got the full Entourage thing. It's like I've only got 2 series of 24, and I think that's season 1 and season 7.
I only ever watched the first series.
Did you?
Katie, what are you saying? The Wire, 78% never watched on DVD.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Good game of real or no real today, but how do we do, Chris?
I scored 20, Katie scored 10.
Oh.
Sorry, Katie.
Sorry, Katie, but it's good to have you on. Hello? Are you not speaking to me now, Katie?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, right, I thought you were crying or something because you'd lost, but it's actually not that big of a deal because you would have won.
Nothing.
But thanks for coming on, Katie.
It's been great, Scott.
Oh, by the way... Is it true that when you got a call from Pounder saying you were going to be on earlier, you cried with joy?
I did, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Bless you. And after all that, it wasn't that exciting, was it?
It's been amazing.
Oh, thank you for being on. Oh, and Katie, you really must watch The Wire.
Yeah.
I'll leave that with you.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Can I say hi to Chris?
Hello. You've just been talking to him for
just
ages.
Been talking to you.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't, like, get to say hi.
Oh, sorry. I didn't introduce you. How rude. Okay, bye then. Love you.
Bye.
I'll say bye. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was an awesome show on Friday. So, Grimmy's back on Breakfast on Monday, and we are back in the afternoon. Listen live between 1 and 4. If you can't listen live, get this download. Oh,